American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. Good luck.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Great Labor Day. Hope you had a safe, healthy, happy Labor Day. I'm sorry, Memorial Day. Where's my brain? I'm skipping over summer. Memorial Day, of course. Well, we got a great show. We are going to be talking about the medical symbol today. Yeah, you ever wondered about the little history behind that? Well, we're going to get into some of it. And also we're going to talk about Syndrome X. If you've got that little extra weight gain around the middle and you can't figure out why you're not losing it, well, we're going to talk about that. And we have some other things, food for thought. We got some other things on the, if we get to all that, we'll get to canker sores, cold sores, and some other things that are probably, bothering you. So we got some natural solutions for all those things. But before we get to that and the quack report, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military. Oh, yes, Memorial Day was just here. It's always Memorial Day here with us on Herb Talk and American Voice. We pray for our military every day. God's hand of protection be upon them. And while you're hitting the knees and praying for them, pray for all of America, because we've had some violent storms. We've had some people that are suffering in the Midwest and so forth. Oh, my goodness, the flooding and the tornadoes. We got to seek the Lord's face and mind the time, because it's growing short. So don't do anything else until you pray. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we have in the quack tonight? Well, doctors, needlessly prescribing over a million antibiotics every year to kids, especially with kids with asthma. Yeah, the standard protocol, of course, for many conventional doctors these days seems to be, when in doubt, prescribe the antibiotic. Well, a new study that was published in the Journal of Pediatrics found that the U.S. doctors are literally handing out antibiotics like they were candy, needlessly prescribing about a million scripts for antibiotics each year to children with asthma in particular, even though their conditions may not need it because it's not a bacterial infection. Well, Dr. Chris DeBoeck of the University Hospital of Levine and his colleagues discovered doctors both in the U.S. and abroad have a tendency to overprescribe the antibiotics to children, especially with asthma. Children who are already being prescribed asthma drugs are twice as likely than other children to be prescribed antibiotics. Now, you must have a good reason to prescribe both asthma drugs and antibiotics, according to Dr. DeBoeck of Rutgers Health. Carelessly doling out those antibiotics, he says, when they're not needed, puts some pressure on the bacteria to drive it to develop a survival strategy and become those super bugs that we're all trying to, beat. The problem lies mainly in the doctor's incorrect observation, he says, of the wheezing and other respiratory conditions in the kids. Rather than try to pinpoint the precise cause, there we go, get us the cause, doctors are pretty much doing the prescribed by default, a trial and error approach to it. So we got to change that, according to the good doctor. Of course, Dr. Batten-Heide, he also says that it's improperly stood disease, asthma is. He says it's dehydration. Huh? Well, I always thought it was, eating too much refined sugar and too much dairy products. Get those out of the way, and they do much better. Moving along in the Quack Report, American Dietetic Association, on the rampage, passing some new legislation to seize control of the field of nutrition. I thought they already had it. But anyway, well-qualified nutritionalists trained in the proper nutrition and understanding, some simple calorie counting, isn't it enough to ensure good health? Well, apparently they're being threatened by the American Dietetic Association, the ADA. They have some legislation that, according to sources, they are sponsoring this legislation in over 40 U.S. states to seek and gain complete control over the practice of nutritional therapies. And if it's left unchallenged, folks, practicing nutritionalists right now, if they fail to become certified under the ADA, they're going to lose their freedom to practice. Well, nutritionalists have long been free to practice their nutritional therapies without the need to specifically use the accredited ADA, program. Many nutritionalists understand that it's the type and the quality of the food that you eat, and whether or not the food has been refined or processed, for instance, is going to be kind of critical. It's a critical factor in your health, but ADA doesn't look at it that way. Many dietitians, on the other hand, lack that understanding of the real nutrition. Instead, they are using some very outdated and inaccurate material that has been approved by the ADA. So if you care about nutrition out there, write your legislation and tell them. Last but not least in the Quack Report tonight, FDA is targeting supplement manufacturers that are they're falsely accusing them. Apparently, they're falsely accusing them of selling drugs. Yep, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said there's no difference between a legitimate, scientifically backed health claim and a phony, made-up claim as it concerns food and dietary supplements. The FDA has approved drugs and any claims to those health benefits, and the same for food. So here we go. The FDA has sent warning letters to five different companies that produce natural treatments and cures for specifically sexually transmitted diseases, because apparently those companies dared to make some unauthorized health claims, many of which have been backed by peer-reviewed journal published scientific studies. The companies being targeted are Medivir, Herbaflor, VirX antiviral support, Secure and Never an Outbreak. all made the mistake telling their customers about the health benefits of their products without going through the laborious multi-million dollar FDA drug-approved process. And the result is the FDA has accused them all of selling unapproved drugs, ordered them to withdraw their statements. And what's worse, really, is the FDA has decreed that any food or dietary supplement that provides any sort of health benefit is automatically a drug. You know what that means? Ordinary foods like almonds and cherries, walnuts, literally have become recategorized as drugs when you accompany a claim or cure or heal or prevent disease. You know, in other words, may prevent heart disease. You know, Cheerios, may. Anyway, think about this, though. If you were to say, here, drink some water, you know, a marathon runner, drink some water or you're going to be dehydrated. You just offered a cure for dehydration, which is a disease. So is water a drug? I guess so, if you self-medicate with water every day or something. Basically, this is insane. These drug products, they say, offer a treatment to sexually transmitted diseases, the FDA saying that, and they're in interstate commerce, so the FDA needs to pull these products, or they need to pull their statements and then reapply for an approved FDA status through an application. So I don't know. That probably going to be time-consuming and costly. Whew. People, we got to stand up. We got to just take back control because it's just getting too crazy. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Well, you know what? We're going to talk about the medical symbol. Hey, you know, the FDA was in the news. So was the ADA. So let's talk about that wonderful medical symbol. You see it everywhere, don't you? History teaches us a lot of things. So let's take, for instance, the medical symbol. There's a couple of versions of it, okay? One is the rod of Asclepius, yeah, which is the ancient symbol known in Greek astrology. And you would recognize it today as the American Medical Association symbol. You know, the rod with the entwined snake on it. It's a single snake on that one. It's called, it came from the ancient Greeks. It's called the rod of Asclepius. And has been used as a medical symbol in healthcare since the 5th century B.C. Now, according to legend, Asclepius was the son of Apollo. Hope I'm saying that right, Asclepius. And he was the son of Apollo, and he was supposedly in the mythology a Greek doctor. And the term pharmakon, or drug, was also interpreted in the Greek as, guess what, poison. Yeah. Now, thus, the serpent on the staff would be a reflective of this meaning, because don't forget, you know, our vaccines and antidotes are made from the very compounds that cause poisoning and illness. And the other Greek symbol often linked to medicine is the winged staff that's entwined with two snakes. You know, there's a staff with wings on it, and there's two snakes. And that's called Cassiopis, and this symbol is said to be from Hermes in the Greek mythology, also known as Herald's Wand, and also in Roman mythology as used by the god Mercury. It was a symbol to guide, supposedly, the dead in the underworld. It was also to protect merchants, gamblers, liars, and thieves. It is often a symbol associated with alchemy and pharmacy. And you may recognize it as an insignia that's on the U.S. Army Medical Corps. Now, approximately 62% of the United States healthcare professionals use the rod of Asclepius, and 76% of the commercial healthcare organizations use the other symbol, Caduceus. And in the German Democratic Republic, you know, their customs service staff is issued medals that are bearing the Caduceus symbol or emblem, where, you know, it's the staff that's winged with the two snakes. Now, Why would any health professional or health association really adopt a symbol or a logo that's depicting their occupation as one that was associated with theft, deception, and even death? Well, do you think that it is inappropriate? And do you think it's the opposite of the healing art? Well, let's take a look at some of the ancient treatments and symbols. But first, Stuart L. Tyson said this, and I'm paraphrasing, the medical emblem would seem more appropriate on a hearse than on a physician's door. I was like, I kind of agree with Stuart there. Well, let's look at the ancient treatment, because there are some accounts stating that the staff was a medical instrument. Yeah, there were parasites. There still are parasites today, but parasites in the ancient world were a pesky problem. And when you got them beneath the skin, the physician had to extract them when the parasite would emerge in an open wound that was soaked in cool water. The parasite or the worm would appear in the wound in order to lay eggs, and then at that point the physician would wrap the worm around the staff and pull it out without breaking the worm's body. Kind of gross, I know. But okay, this is where the staff and the snake come in, I guess. Now, snakes on staffs have been emblems shrouded in iniquity for centuries. Now, in the cult of Asclepius, there were healing shrines, and there were serpents used in these healing shrines in these rituals. Patients would partake of what is called an incubation sleep. I don't know really what all that entails. Maybe they took a little potion and went to sleep. Who knows? But they're in the shrine, and they go to sleep. And when they're asleep, the priests would move through the aisles of the sleeping patients holding snakes that would be held close enough for the snakes to lick the wounds and the lesions of the sick. Now, that's nasty. The dreams of the patients were interpreted as the diagnostic tool for treatments. Now, this is where the emblem stems from for your health care, your scientific medicine today. Isn't this kind of freaking you out? Let's look at some of the other symbols. Snakes and religion go way back, as well as the projected mystery of magical powers that they were associated with. Snakes were also thought of as a symbol of Mother Earth and eternity. The staff is the symbol of healing, and so why wouldn't the medical association really want to be associated? Why wouldn't they want to be associated with both healing and power that those two symbols held? Well, the ancient Egyptians and cultures of the Mesopotamia, they had a love affair with snakes and healing modalities. I mean, they couldn't get enough of it. The double snake emblem was found on a libation cup of King Gudea, 2000 BC. It was thought to be a symbol of fertility and sexuality. It had nothing to do. It didn't depict healing at all. And it suggested that the caduceus symbol was not originally about healing arts at all. Now, in the Middle Ages, this symbol became associated with alchemy, pharmacy, and the quicksilver treatments, you know, the mercury poisoning treatments, which we still have kind of today in vaccinations. That's a form of alchemy. Think about it. Metals in your vaccination is a form of alchemy, all under the auspices of your AMA. And, of course, your staff and serpent. I guess nothing's changed, huh? Well, think about it. This was scientific medicine of the day, quicksilver treatments. The springboard for this originated about the 5th century with astrology, magic, and philosophy. And then in the 16th century, the doubled snake emblem became the medico-pharmaceutical emblem. In 1556, John Caius, president of the Royal College of Physicians, presented the symbol to the college. And John Froben of the 16th century, he was a publisher, he was the first to use the double snake staff winged emblem consistent in medical publications. And by 1856, the wand with the two snakes became the emblem of the U.S. Navy Medical Services. And there was also the discovery of the occult stamps. And these were occultist stamps that were discovered in London, believed to date all the way back to the Roman Empire, and was considered the original ophthalmology symbol. It was medicine dealing with the eyes, so the snakes and the staff went way back then. And the U.S. and Germany aren't the only modern countries to use the staff and snake symbols. South African Medical Association, South African Health Professional Councils, and the World Health Organization have all adopted the rod of S. Celsius emblem, which is the one single snake on the staff. And then three of the seven health science facilities in South Africa have the Caduceus symbol, which is the staff with the wings and the two snakes on there. So this is basically, folks, this is a mark. And symbols are marks and represent something. Now, did the scientific medical establishment erroneously maybe adopt a symbol that was shrouded in witchcraft, or was it intentional? Well, you decide. I personally think there is more than meets the eye here, but I just didn't have time to get into all of it. Maybe we'll do that in another show. So, you know what? You can forget about the snakes, though. The medical profession may have some skeletons in their closet, that's for sure. However, if you are bitten by a snake, know you have some options. Now, you self-medicate with your food and drink every day. So be a good steward of your lifestyle. Be good to yourself. Be smart. Now, if you need help cleansing your system of years of abuse, we'll ask the folks at Apothecary Herbs to educate you on how easy it is to rid the body of years of neglect, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles. You'll also learn how you can boost your immune system tenfold. So call Apothecary Herbs and get your free product catalog. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. They have a new international number of 980-223-9254, 980-223-9254. And, of course, they have their website, thepowerherbs.com. So get on that website, thepowerherbs.com, and check it out. If you want to download the PDF version of the catalog, you don't have to wait for it to be mailed to you. That's there on the website, thepowerherbs.com. And you know what? They also have a fabulous all-natural snake bite kit. They do. So you can call now and find out how your healthcare options just became endless. That's right. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Also, let's see, don't forget about the Pure Energy Superfood, the organic, instantly absorbed nutrition to every cell superfood there called Body Foundation Food Mix. Check that out. That is insanely cool. That stuff will energize every part of your body, super nutrition, all plant-based, organic, certified organic, single-cell plant proteins, enzymes, amino acids, you name it, it's there, and it's made by God, basically. It is. And you know it's right then. Nothing to worry about. He did everything right. He's perfect when he designed something. You don't have to second-guess and reinvent the wheel. So check that out. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix, and it's your Pure Energy Superfood there. And don't forget, also the male and female organ cleanse packages are there, as well as the male hormone formula and the Power Herbs ebook, the downloadable 400-page herb secret book that you desperately want. Oh, yeah, print that puppy off and keep it handy. Or just put it on your handheld device and have it accessible at any given moment with your herb symptom reference guide and how to make your own herbal tinctures, you know, how to use some common sense and troubleshoot some of these things yourself. Save some money, save some time, save your health, and, you know, just enjoy life instead of exist through life. All that. Oh, yeah, the Power Herbs book, $14.99. Check that out for $14.99. All that's at thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call if you don't have access to the web, and get that catalog. It's free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 980-223-9254. Well, okay, we're going to move along. We're going to talk about Syndrome X. You know, have you noticed a lot of people have that weight around the middle? And they can't get rid of it, and so you know what they do? they try the diets and they try the exercise. If that doesn't get rid of it, then, you know, sometimes they go for the liposuction. I don't know if you heard the recent report on the liposuction. It may get rid of the fat right there. But you got to be careful. If it was aggressively delivered liposuction, it can damage the structure of the skin underneath, the under layer of the skin. Fat won't come back there, per se, but the body will distribute the fat to other parts of the body, like your arms and your neck. Have you seen people with really big necks, you know, fatty necks? I have, and I'm wondering if they had liposuction, if that's the reason it's there. Well, let's talk about Syndrome X. Syndrome X has nothing to do with sci-fi X-File movies, no. It has nothing to do with a strange genetic abnormal code. Syndrome X really is not a strange food or bacteria or virus. It's not that. Syndrome X is basically a disorder that affects 70 million Americans right now. And you volunteer for that disorder, by the way. You know, it's just not something you catch like a cold or flu. I was innocent. I caught the cold. No, Syndrome X, you volunteer to get. And we're going to talk about it. We volunteer to host Syndrome X because it has everything to do with how we live, our lifestyle. And it occurs when we forget how to live healthy. Okay, so we're going to give you a heads up and get rid of Syndrome X once and for all. You've heard about it. It's been in the news, Syndrome X. It has lots of aliases. You may recognize some of the other names, metabolic disorder or metabolic syndrome. You may not have heard that Syndrome X, you may not have heard that term specifically, but you may have heard the others. And you know what? You could pretty much pick a Syndrome X person out of a lineup. Because the extra weight is around the waist. People are pretty much lethargic, and they'll tend to use diet aids to get rid of that, and it doesn't work. Nope, it does not work. So what is Syndrome X exactly? Well, it is a result of the poor lifestyle. And when we get back, all the particulars to help you out. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun to feel and groove there. Da 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 da, feeling trooping. Hello lamppost, what you doing? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do it, do it.
Groovy, all right. Well, we're going to talk about getting rid of Syndrome X, and then we're really going to feel groovy. Let's talk about it. Can you catch Syndrome X? Well, you may not be able to catch Syndrome X like you would the common cold. However, you will experience a combo of conditions called your metabolic problems, such as you may have obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease. They can all be kind of hitching a ride onto Syndrome X here. And when you do get Syndrome X, you're going to find it real difficult to lose weight and keep it off, keep that weight off, keep it weight gain off around that abdomen. Now, you will have some low energy. You may feel sluggish and frequently tired throughout the day even. And you may have be four times more likely to even have a stroke or heart attack with Syndrome X. Now, the data that about this shows that African Americans are at a higher risk of Syndrome X, and it used to be that if you were over 40, you were at a higher risk. However, now one out of five children have Syndrome X. I mean, have you not driven by a middle school lately, even an elementary school? Forget the high school. We already know, you know, high school kids, you know. But just, you know, the real young kids, they have love handles like no other. Have you not noticed that? Well, let's look at the contributing factors. Ads are abounding everywhere. The hype about adrenal fatigue, the cortisol, the stress hormone, contributing to the weight gain and, you know, Syndrome X. But anyway, you slice or dice it. Really, it's lifestyle that's causing, and nothing is really going to change the cause unless you make some changes. So we all have stress, but we got to find a way to help ourselves deal constructively with the stress and minimize that wear and tear on the body, the adrenal glands included. So the goal is to minimize stress, and the body can't respond and fix things unless it has a couple of things. Two things in particular, nutrition to operate the body on, okay, and where the nutrition needs to go. So you'll want to avoid, you know, setting up roadblocks inside your body that would block the absorption of good nutrition. And you also want it to get to the vital areas so it can feed the cells to help repair damages. So basically you want to cleanse and nourish the system as much as possible, and there's easy ways to do that. Let's look at some of the roadblocks, though. The foods that we eat can essentially be a roadblock which prevents vital nutrition from getting into the body. Refined foods with lots of fat and sugar are your major culprits when it comes to Syndrome X. So you got to do more fresh fruits and vegetables and cook yourself. Stop with the prepackaged, easy, convenient stuff. Now, if you have a lifestyle that's high in carbohydrates, the refined chemical toxic flour out there that people are using, white flour, your breads, your pastas, your cakes, these are all going to significantly increase your risk of getting that weight around the middle. The carbs will elevate the glucose and the insulin to unhealthy levels, and long-term use of these foods will take its toll and lead to your metabolic meltdown. Now, your refined foods are devitalized foods having very little or no nutrition in them, so the body has to use nutrition to rid itself of toxic, empty foods, and further, it depletes your body when it's got to do that. So the other roadblock is the lack of exercise, which hinders a lot of circulation. And circulation brings what? Brings healing, brings in oxygen and nutrition, takes away toxicity. So if you're not moving, the circulation slows down, gets a little sluggish. And now the addition of the 30-minute exercise to your lifestyle is going to produce a sweat, right? And if you do that at least three times a week, it's going to offer you some protection and reduce your risk of getting Syndrome X by just 60%. Yeah, that's not bad. So the more you exercise, the less risk of having Syndrome X, and the better you eat, the even less risk of getting Syndrome X. Now, if you smoke, hey, guess what? Smoking does contribute to the Syndrome X. So let's send Syndrome X a packing. What do you say? Some easy ways to avoid Syndrome X is to avoid overeating or pigging out, as people say. Now, if you are going to a party, for instance, eat something healthy before you go to avoid being hungry when you're there and overeating on all those, you know, foods you normally wouldn't or shouldn't eat. So eat slower and chew each mouthful very well. Incorporate some whole grains, some nuts and seeds and lentils and fresh fruits and vegetables into your diet. Make that a majority of your diet if you can. Animal foods are, use them in smaller portions, maybe 4 ounces or less per serving. Complex carbohydrates do not convert to sugar as readily as refined carbs, so that'll help protect you on the insulin problem as well. Now, to satisfy that first requirement of the body to fix a problem and give yourself an advantage over Syndrome X, you want to utilize the powerhouse of nutrition that you have at your fingertips, basically. If you need a little help, if you're not handy in the kitchen, if you're short on time, like I said in the first part of the show, that Body Foundation food mix, which is a super pure energy food, is amazing. And you can just throw that in a smoothie or a glass of fruit juice, and you'll have no hunger pains at all, and you have lots of energy, and it feeds the body. And it'll help you drop that weight if you're trying to drop the weight. So check out that Body Foundation food mix. It has all your vitamins and minerals, amino acids, single-cell plant proteins. The list goes on. You will be amazed what God packed into those plants for you. Also, a second requirement is really to get some nutrition around the body very well. So you want to utilize some circulatory herbs like ginger and cayenne and things like that. So you can put them into your cooking. If you need some potent extracts to zip up some vegetable juice, that'll work too. It's very easy, and you can do it in a second. And that's available also. Circulation formulas are available along with body food mix at Apothecary Herbs. And they also have to help you deal with that stress so you're not binging on foods that will, you know, the comfort foods, and you're not, you know, overdoing the alcohol to make you calm down. There's some herbs that can do that just as well. Valerian root, very good. Lobelia. So check out emotional stress formulas. Also, if you're wanting to quit that smoking, they have a smoker's helper formula. So check all the naturally aged, cold-pressed, extra strength, potent herbal supplements, liquids, and powdered mixes out of Apothecary Herbs. They have them there on the powerherbs.com website. Or you can give them a call on the toll-free line at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, they have a new international number, 980-223-9254. So check that out there. Okay, we're going to move along. We got some more information to get through tonight and empower you. So, you know, you already know what to do with the Syndrome X, right? You have that power in you. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Okay, let's talk about canker sores and cold sores. Yeah, we're in the summertime now. You're going to be out and about. And yeah, who needs any of that to mess up their vacation or their day in the sun? But at any given time, 20 to 40% of the U.S. populace has these canker sores. And canker sores are a little different from the cold sores. Cold sores are also called fever blisters, and they develop on the outside of the mouth and face, while canker sores, well, they occur inside the oral cavity. Now, the peak occurrence for canker sores is really during adolescence and young adulthood. Now, the older we get, the less frequent they're going to be. And why is that? Well, canker sores tend to be directly related to nutrition, unlike cold sores. And, of course, the cold sores are contagious. So we're going to talk about them and their differences and how we can deal with them on a natural level. Canker sores seem to be a direct result from the immune system that it tends to be identifying a foreign chemical molecule and the release of lymphocytes, those white blood cells. Now, when the lymphocytes attack the foreign molecule, guess what? An ulcer is formed. It creates a little crater ulcer on the inside of your smooth lining of the mouth, the smooth cells. You've got an army, basically, of white cells that are attacking a foreign substance, and it becomes basically a mini battlefield, and it creates this little crater or mouth ulcer. Now, cold sores are completely different. They're caused by a virus, the herpes simplex type 1 virus, and somewhere, usually during childhood, you came in contact with a person that was carrying that virus. Now, if you shared eating utensils, towels, or you were kissed by maybe a relative with the virus, you usually would contract it then. Now, the virus can lay dormant for a few years, waiting for the opportune moment to be reactivated. And it rears its ugly head and appears as a cold sore on your lips, mouth, nose, chin, cheeks. And it's usually when you come under stress or you're upset that those things kind of pop up like daisies. So let's talk about what can cause them to outbreak, and we'll see if we can't kind of nip that in the bud. Now, with your canker sores, research is suggesting the lack of nutrition and some chemical agents to promote the sores, poor diets devoid of your vitamin B and C, as well as your zinc and folic acid and iron, selenium and calcium, they say, contribute to the frequency of getting canker sores. Now, stress seems to play a role as well. further depleting your body of nutrition. Females may experience more frequent outbreaks associated around their menstrual cycle and find a remission from the outbreaks during pregnancy. Other research is pointing the finger at some chemicals such as foaming agents that are found in your mouthwash and toothpaste, known as SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate, and these chemicals seem to dry out the oral tissue and deteriorate the protective layer and compromises the more vulnerable tissue underneath. And this is a sensitive area to acidic foods, and so if you make that vulnerable, then the acids will reactivate those areas. Now, research further reports that participants that use the SLS-free toothpaste experience fewer canker sore outbreaks by 81%. And those who did have canker sores reported that the sores were less painful and they healed faster. Other chemicals that seem to promote canker sores are food additives like your flavoring agents and food preservatives, your benzoic acid. Also, some drugs also encourage canker sores, such as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines, your beta blockers, and your chemotherapy agents. Also, people with food allergies to wheat, dairy, fish, and nuts seem to also have more canker sores. Some prescribed medications can also precede a canker sore outbreak. Physical trauma can also trigger the canker sores, and trauma can be, you know, if you bite your lip, let's say you get some trauma to your mouth accidentally, it can be an irritant. And for instance, orthodontic braces, you know, I had braces as a kid, and I would get some canker sores because the wire would poke and irritate the tissue, and that can create a canker sore. Now, studies suggest that about 40% of canker sores are from oral trauma. And genetically, you may be more likely to have canker sores if your parents did. You'll be 35% more likely to get canker sores if your parents got a lot of those. Now, if you're an identical twin, you're 91% more likely to have canker sores, and if you're a fraternal twin, 57% more likely, according to studies. Finally, an underlying systemic disease could be the cause of frequent canker sore outbreaks, so that's another option there. So let's look at what's causing the cold sore outbreaks. Usually, emotional or physical stress gives the cold sore virus the opportunity to rear its ugly head. It likes to sit dormant on your nervous system, and it acts kind of like an alarm clock to the virus when you get stressed out. Medicine has not known any cures, but they can only try to minimize the occurrence of the outbreaks, you know, make you more comfortable during them. So modern medicine recommends steroid salves or Tagamet to try to decrease the acid production in the stomach. However, the FDA is not really approved the use of heartburn medications for canker sore or cold sore treatments. Now, cold sores usually heal within 7 to 20 days, and medications do not cure the virus but simply try to reduce the duration and the pain of the outbreak. Doctors will prescribe antiviral agents and anti-inflammatories and antibiotics and anesthetic ointments to kind of make you more comfortable, but they're not getting at the cause. Well, let's look at a different approach. Let's discourage canker sores, and we're going to do that by supercharging the system with that nutrition and avoid any of the triggers that canker sores like we went over. And let's also eat some natural vitamin B foods with millet, almonds, potatoes, leafy green vegetables, sunflower seeds, wheat germ, bananas, avocados, blackstrap molasses. These are just a few of the foods that will beef up the system and make you more resilient to canker sores. And don't forget the vitamin C, those foods with the fresh fruits and vegetables, and you know what to do there. Then there is the iron and the selenium and calcium foods you need. So your kelp, your adult seaweed, your garlic, pineapple, pears, black walnuts, spinach, apricots, alfalfa, beets, oat straw, and onions, all going to cover the bases there. So if you want a complete list of foods that are going to be high in nutrition, Apothecary Herbs does have a vitamin food list that you can get for free. Just ask them. You can call them or email them, and they'll send that out to you. Because that'll give you fast access to the nutrients you need to put into your lifestyle. Also, don't forget that body food mix is going to really help you out, especially in a pinch. And it has some natural calcium in it as well. Now, you want to balance maybe the female cycle. If you're a female out there and you're getting these outbreaks, you want to take those six female herbs that European women have used for hundreds of years. The secret is using all six of them. Don't just use a little wild yam over here and a little Viatex berry over there. You got to use all six of the female herbs to balance the reproductive system. The Female Cycle Balancer is an excellent product. Also, if you need some help restoring the emotional side of you, there are some herbs that there's some nerve regenerator formulas and emotional stress and valerian root. They're all there. Now, what about topically? Is there anything topically you can do for cold sores, canker sores? Well, absolutely. You know, there's some really great old-timey tooth and gum herbal mixes out there. Apothecary Herbs makes it a liquid herbal mix. It's called Tooth and Gum Restorer, and you don't swallow it. All you do is you can take a few drops, put it in your mouth, swish it around, spit. But it's really good for cold sores. You just take a drop and put it on the cold sore, or put it on the lip where the canker sore is, and it really helps heal those things up in just a matter of a day or two. It helps them dry up. It's a disinfectant, has some golden seal in it and some other things. Tastes real medicine-y, almost like old-timey medicine, but you're not swallowing it. So check that out, Tooth and Gum Restore. Also, don't forget to boost up your immune system as best you can. There are some herbs that help you do that. There's a full line of immune-boosting formulas at Apothecary Herbs. They are your immune-boosting and organ-cleansing specialists, so take advantage of the knowledge and the products they have for you there. And it's fast and easy. The toll-free number, if you want a free product catalog, is 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial their new international number at 980-223-9254. And folks, I can't believe how fast May went. May came and went. But you know what? Coming up on the 14th, I want to remind folks, you have a treat. We have Pastor Ernie Sanders is going to be filling in for me on the 14th. I'm taking a little time off, and so he'll be here. And we're going to also be interviewing Dr. Rebecca Carley the week after on the 21st of June. So we've got them lined up for you here in June as well. So do stay tuned for all of that. And if you have a health care question you would like me to research and answer for you, natural solutions, we can do that. Just let me know. Call me at Apothecary Herbs Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or email me off the powerherbs.com website, and I will try to do that. What else we got here? We got a few minutes, so let's talk about food. You know, you medicate every day with your food. Obviously, the FDA knows this, and the ADA does too. The question is, are we medicating with nutrition, or are we medicating with drugs? Changes at the Department of Agriculture have us wondering if our food is wholesome or not, organic or not, or deadly or not. And some of the reports published have us wondering if we should become a strict vegan, really. Now, to protect our health, we still have some wiggle room in the fact that we can be more selective when it comes to your animal foods, of course. And since the average American consumes about 200 pounds of meat a year, it has become a life preservation measure to evaluate the source of your foods more closely. I use what I call the BOS system, the BOS system. BOS stands for Balance, Origin, and Standards. Now, I want to keep a healthy balance in my diet, and I don't want to overdo the animal foods. I also want to check the origin of where the food is from. Is it going to be domestic or is it imported? And lastly, I want to try to keep up on the industry standards of how that food is, you know, regulated, prepared, shipped, whatever. Where do you set up? Where do we set up the industry bar to secure some healthy foods? Well, if we look at the U.S. meat industry, we know that it is not to be free of problems. You know, our food system is challenged with health, environmental, animal welfare issues all the time. And disease is a problem for the meat industry. However, there should be a safer way to produce some healthy animals and meat products without using 80% of the antibiotics that are produced in the United States. So the use of antibiotics started with a change in the standards. The overcrowded and unsanitary conditions of the animal feed operations, and the motivator to change the standards was to fatten animals faster and get them to market sooner and turn larger profits. Now, as more research pours in, it's suggesting that the disease-ridden animal industry may be partly responsible for other diseases we have, like cancer, diabetes, obesity, all with the growth hormones in the animals, possibly. Unbalanced diets that are high in the red meats, the processed meats, are pretty much associated with cardiovascular disease, cancer, and our increased mortality. So the animals that are grain-fed versus animals that are grass-fed produce meat that are higher in saturated fat, cholesterol, and calories. So studies have also disclosed that these animals also have lower levels of vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and omega-3 fatty acids, which are good for you. And now, in old English terms, the meat industry has been weighed, measured, and found wanting. So we got to do better. We have to go out there, and we have to say no to genetically modified stuff. A lot of European countries have done that. In 89, European Economic Community banned all hormone-treated U.S. meat. So no U.S. meat is sold in the European nation that's, you know, hormone-treated. U.S. Department of Agriculture has attempted to, you know, get that boycott lifted, but no, no, no. Until the U.S. can scientifically prove that the European Economic Community prove to them that the growth hormones in the meat don't offer cancer risk to humans, no meat, U.S. meat is allowed in Europe. Because the European Economic Community is saying, you know, estrogen-controlled doses of oral contraceptives have caused uterine and breast cancer, so where's the guarantee that uncontrolled use of estrogen-loaded meat won't cause cancer? Good question. Absolutely. So check where your food's coming from. Check those labels. Of course, now they have to on your produce. Now they have to tell you if it's grown in the United States. Always check that. Guys, I'm almost out of time, but don't forget to go over to the powerherbs.com website, request your free product catalog, or download the PDF version of it. If you don't have access to the Internet, call them toll-free at 866-229-3663. Get your product catalog, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Get it while you still can. That's what I say. Hey, but don't go anywhere. Coveters Call with Pastor Mike Hoover is coming up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, with, you know, the staff and the snake, before you do anything. Yeah, that's the disclaimer, so I can still do the show. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.